Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners podcast. I'm your host, Charles. Today, I have another solo episode to share with you guys, and I am so excited. And the name of this episode is going to be 6 Steps to Becoming a Confident English Speaker. And truly, I'm so excited to record this. And this is the podcast episode that I wish I had listened back in the day, because I was not confident at all. I really struggled with the idea of becoming a confident English speaker. But today, I'm going to share 6 steps that I think is going to help you, because these are things that I keep in mind and they have helped me along this crazy English learning journey. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Okay, but before going through the 6 steps, I have a couple of things to share with you guys. This is going to be another non-scripted episode. I just have a few notes here and I'm going to go through all of them. Okay, the first thing that I have here is my goal with this episode. Okay, my goal with this episode is that you guys today will become a confident English speaker. And it may not happen overnight, but at least you will have some food for thought, and I hope these steps can guide you towards the goal of becoming a confident English speaker. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit my experience recording a solo episode. Okay, last solo episode I really enjoyed. I thought that I would feel kind of lonely doing this by myself without interacting with a guest, but I really enjoyed. I had an amazing experience, and I'm gonna try to record more solo episodes. And I noticed a couple of things that I would like to mention, and I promise that I have a point by sharing it. So in the last episode, something that I noticed is that I said, by the way, a lot. I don't know, I probably said, by the way, 10 times. And also, I said a phrase, I'm going to put the Instagram so you guys can check it out. And when I was editing the podcast, I thought to myself, put the Instagram where? I was talking about my new project, the English Meetup, and I forgot to say that I was going to put the Instagram account link in the show notes. So, all that to say, recording yourself, it can be a powerful tool that you can use to improve your English. And truly, I really mean that, because recording my podcast has been so essential for me to become a better speaker, because I need to listen to myself over and over again while editing, and this allows me to pay attention on each single word that I say, and then I can auto-correct myself. So I want to encourage you guys today. This is like an extra tip that I want to give you. You can record yourself. You don't have to share it, but I would really recommend maybe making a post on social media or starting a project, a podcast, and then you can send me the link of your podcast. I would love to listen, or maybe you can start a YouTube channel. These are things that I feel like I said many times, but I think these things really help, so that's why I keep saying them. Okay, next thing. Do I feel like a confident English speaker nowadays? Yes. But if you had asked me this like, I don't know, 5 years ago, I would say, please, I need help. I'm not confident at all. And nowadays, I can say that, yes, I am. And I'm gonna share with you guys right now 6 steps to becoming a confident English speaker. Okay, step number 1. Confidence is for all of us, according to research. You guys, I want you to say that back to yourself. Confidence is for all of us, according to research. I did not believe in myself when I first started learning English, and I thought that learning this language would be impossible. I was so scared of getting out of my comfort zone. I was so concerned about what people would think about my English. I was afraid to mess up. I was waiting for my English to be perfect. And all that made me lose opportunity to speak early on. And I wish I had a different mindset. And I wish I knew that, yes, I could become a confident English speaker, because confidence is for all of us. And something that I remember that I thought about is the idea that if other people can be confident, I can too. Okay, so I want you to know this. If I, Charles, can be confident, you guys can be confident as well, okay? Step number 2. The definition of confidence. Confidence is the willingness to try. I love this. Okay, there is something that I want to share with you guys, that many of these steps I took from a podcast episode about confidence from Mel Rodriguez. No, not Mel Rodriguez. From Mel Robbins podcast. I love Mel Robbins. She is the best. She is my new favorite podcast. And she made a podcast about confidence, and I got some inspiration from that episode. And in that episode, she told us, the listeners, her definition of confidence, which is what I just shared. Confidence is the willingness to try. True confidence begins when you are willing to try. Being confident is being willing to try before you feel ready. I love this so much. And I am going to share with you guys a story. Something that is part of my English learning journey, which is being a volunteer on a community on Meetup. Okay, let me take you guys back to at the end of 2018. I was in a place where, okay, Charles, you can read in English, you can write in English, you can listen and understand English, but you cannot speak. You need to do something. What is the whole point of you spending all this time studying and investing your money in courses if you're not speaking? And one advice that I received in a course that I did called Connect and Communicate from Stephanie, the English coach. Shout out to Stephanie. I love all the content that she puts out there, and I'm so grateful that I joined this program back in 2018. And I remember in one of the classes, she ended up mentioning about Meetup, and I download Meetup, which is an app. You guys can check out meetup.com. There is a website as well. And I thought to myself, maybe I can find some meetup communities here where I live or in the cities around, and I can try to find places to go to meet people when I speak in English. And sure enough, I created an account on meetup.com, and I found a community. At that time, this community was called English Munchers. And I remember that, okay, now I should try to go to a meetup, in-person meeting, to speak in English with these people and finally start working on my speaking skills and try to gain confidence to be able to communicate and express my ideas in English. And here's what I did. I was so afraid. I joined their WhatsApp group, and then I talked with the founder, which is a guy from the US. His name is Bruce. Bruce, shout out to you. I don't know if you are gonna listen to this, but I so appreciate you. So I talked with the founder of this community, and I asked, Bruce, I saw that you guys have a meetup on a city called Novo Hamburgo, which is a city near from my parents' house, and I would go there every weekend to my parents' house, so it would be easy for me to go to the city Novo Hamburgo to participate in the meetings there. And he told me, Charles, I'm gonna check it out and then I'm gonna get back to you, okay? And then in the other day, he sent me a message and he told me, Charles, unfortunately, we don't have any volunteers there. Our community is made by volunteers, people who are willing to give their time to the English learning community, and we no longer have any volunteers in Novo Hamburgo. But would you like to be a volunteer? And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, no. I don't want to be a volunteer because I am not qualified at all. I have no confidence. But you know what? I started to reflect and I said to myself, Charles, you need to say yes. You need this opportunity to work on your English, to finally to be able to speak this language. And then I ended up saying yes. This was back in 2018, I think in October. And he gave me like all the access for me to schedule meetings. And then till this day, you guys, I remember going to my first meetup in Novo Hamburgo City. I was so terrified because first, I was going to a city that I was not so familiar with. I was going to a strange place that I'd never been before. I would have to meet strangers that I never met before as well. And I would have to speak in a strange language, in English, to communicate. So, all that to say, I was really terrified. And I remember that I went there. It was a Saturday morning and I entered the place. I sat down. I asked for a coffee. I chose a coffee place. And I remember that two people confirmed a tendency to go to that first meetup. And I remember that 15 minutes passed by and nobody showed up. And I thought to myself, I think it's better for me to go home. Nobody's gonna come. And I don't want to speak in English. I'm so terrified. And all of a sudden, a guy came. And I am so grateful for Daniel. Daniel, you are just the best. I have no idea if we're gonna listen to this podcast, but you saved me that day. You were the only person who showed up and you motivated me and inspired me to continue on this meetup journey. And it went pretty well, besides the fact that I started talking with Daniel in Portuguese. And he told me, oh man, let's start speaking English right now so we can practice. And then we had a 1 hour meeting and that was my journey becoming a volunteer on a meetup community from meetup.com. And I was willing to try, you guys. And did I feel ready? No, but I was willing to try. And I became more confident little by doing these meetup meetings. Okay, now let's go to step number 3. Everybody starts at 0. You don't get confident overnight. I think I already talked a little bit about this. So I want you guys to keep in mind that everybody starts at 0. Maybe you think to yourself, oh, Charles, you have been podcasting in English, you have done so many online and in-person meetings in English. You are really a confident English speaker. But I wasn't this way when I first started. And I want you to keep this in mind that you won't be good at first when you start at 0. And I want you to keep this in mind. If you try and fail, at least you tried and learned something. And by doing that, you will grow little by little. So don't be afraid of making mistakes. Don't be afraid of failing. Take this as a learning opportunity to grow and to become more confident little by little. And I also can share with you guys my podcast story a little bit because back in 2020, in May, when I decided to do this podcast, I had no confidence at all to podcast and to interview people in English. I didn't even know how to interview people in my native language, in Brazilian Portuguese, and I was terrified of interviewing people in English. But I was willing to start from scratch, and I knew that that would be like a learning journey. And here I am now, 3 years later, still podcasting. Okay, step number 4, take action. This is something that I always talk about, which is the idea of being proactive, which basically means take action. Don't wait for the opportunities to come to you. If you want to be a confident English speaker, I want you to create the opportunities to speak, to connect with people, to have calls with people, and to practice your speaking skills. Be the first one who's gonna take action and send a message to people on social media, or maybe friends, or maybe join communities online or in-person communities. I don't know, whatever you need to do in order to be proactive and take action today to start speaking today, I want to encourage you guys to do it today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Take action today. And also would like to share that you guys can prepare in advance. As I mentioned, you won't be good when you start, but you can prepare in advance. If you're gonna have a conversation with someone that you never talked before, you can try to search about these people and learn a little bit about them, maybe on their social media profile, and then you can make some questions about the things that they like, and you can also make some questions that you like that you can answer as well, so you can prepare a little bit in advance, so you won't be so terrified. And this is something that I always done in the past, preparing something before, so I knew exactly what I would ask to people. And then if I didn't know what to ask, I would ask them questions, like random questions, because usually people love to talk about themselves, and it's okay if you don't know what to say. You can ask people questions. And I also want you to reflect and think about a moment in your life where you were prepared. Look back and see today. I don't know, maybe your profession is a software engineer. And you at first was learning how to code, and you used to make so many mistakes, and the code would break, and you would see so many errors. You wouldn't know what to do. And now, years later, you can look back and see, oh wow, many of the things that I used to struggle, I don't struggle anymore because I feel more confident. I've been doing this over and over again for a long time. And this is just to illustrate that sometimes we don't feel prepared, but we need to go through the process of preparing in advance and doing the work, and we can look back and see how much we improved. And the idea of being proactive, I shared. Also, I could share another story with you guys, which is me being proactive creating a community. I really wanted to give other people the opportunity to have a safe and friendly environment to practice English. And that's why I decided to create the Soul Community, which is the online community that I created out of the podcast. And now I started the English Meetup Community to host in-person meetups, and I decided to be proactive because if you guys are from Brazil, you probably can relate, because here in Brazil is extremely hard to find people to practice English with, especially if you live in small towns and if you don't live in big and touristic cities. And also sometimes people don't have the financial resource to pay for conversational classes, so I really wanted to give back and create this opportunity for people to join these online speak sessions for free. So I'll be proactive and take action today, okay? Step number 5, I want you to ask yourself, why is it worth trying? Why you should become a confident English speaker? I want you to think about your goal with English, and I want you to reflect on what are your goals with English and what will happen if you achieve them. I promise that if you have goals with English and if you think about what can happen when you achieve your goals, this is gonna motivate you, because I can totally say by experience that yes, is it worth trying? Because English opened so many doors, not only in my professional life, but also in my personal life. Learning English was truly a life-changing experience for me. So is it worth trying to become a confident English speaker? Maybe to get a better job, maybe to be able to connect with people from other cultures, maybe to be able to go places and visit different countries. Please reflect on that. Is it worth trying? Okay, last step. Nobody can do this for you. This sounds intense, but you guys, this is so true. I wish I could do something for you. I wish that I could make you to become a confident English speaker with a magic pill or something like that. But I don't have this power, but you have this power. Nobody can do this for you, but you can do this for you. Okay, believe in yourself and start doing something today. Let's go back to the idea of being proactive. Okay, so you guys, that's it. I hope that this was helpful, and please let me know if you guys are enjoying these solo episodes, and I would really appreciate if you guys could share this episode with your friends who are learning English. Also, please feel free to share this episode on social media and tag me on your posts. I would love to hear your feedback. Feel free to DM me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. This makes me feel that I'm not alone when you guys reach out to me, and I love interacting with you on social media. And also, one last thing, I would like to encourage you to join our community if you never got the chance to meet me and the community that I created, and feel free to join our online encounters. You guys can find all the links in the description of this episode. You can join our Telegram group, and you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter, or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. You guys, I have so many socials, so feel free to reach out to me, okay? So that's it for now. I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I will talk with you soon. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.